It's the Ford Show. Ford Motor Company of Australia presents the Ford Show Orchestra, led by Bob Gibson, with Daryl Stewart, Johnny O'Connor, and the Consoleers, while the man at the wheel is yours truly, David Lewis. In this, the first Ford Show of the new year, we'll be presenting some of the outstanding highlights from Ford Shows of 1956. Johnny O'Connor opens the Ford Show with a special question for those who have not yet made any New Year resolutions.
Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule. Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a pig? A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a fish? A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. Can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But that kind of life is what you wish. You may grow up to be a fish. And all the monkeys aren't in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you.
You can be better than you are.
You could be swinging on a great big shining star.
To all who know motoring, the name Ford is a synonym for first. It's an apt synonym, too. Ford was first to bring automotive transport within the reach of everyone. Ford was first to develop new, improved techniques in manufacture. Ford was first to offer V8 engines as standard equipment. And Ford was first in many other fields, too. For example, in establishing an automotive plant in Australia over 30 years ago. All these firsts make V8 Custom Line your first choice in the purchase of any new car. Not only is Ford Custom Line a car which adds to your personal prestige, it gives so much more value for your motoring money, and it's so easy to own. See your friendly Ford dealer and let him show you the latest Custom Line in style-tone colors. Test drive it yourself, and let this fine Ford prove itself. Well, it's party night at the Ford Show tonight. Yes, a New Year party to which we've invited some of the outstanding overseas guests who have graced the Ford Show stage over the past year. One of the big show business events of 1956 was the triumphant return of the famous Johnny Ray. So let's throw the time machine into reverse once again and say, welcome, Johnny Ray!
Here I go again. I hear the trumpets blow again. I'm all aglow again because I'm taking a chance on love. Well, here I slide again, about to take that ride again. I'm starry-eyed again because I'm taking a chance on love. Well, I thought the cards were frame up. and I never, never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is a high, high, high. Well, things are mending now. I see the rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, because I'm taking a chance on love. Well, here I go again. Hear the trumpets blow again. And I'm all aglow again, because I'm taking a chance on love. Well, here I slide again, about to take that ride again. And I'm starry-eyed again, because I'm taking a chance on love. Well, I never dreamed in my slumbers and gambling was taboo. Now I'm playing the numbers, and my number one number is you. Well, I'm gonna fall again. I'm gonna make that call again. I'm gonna have a ball again, because I'm taking a chance on love.
Another great star to tour Australia for Lee Gordon during 1956 was Lou Bush, known to record fans all over the world as Joe Fingers Carr. Joe Carr is a happy-go-lucky little character who won the hearts of Australians wherever he appeared. Here at the Ford Show, it was no different. And as you can hear, Joe Fingers Carr received a tremendous ovation.
Well, here's the little song that some of the folks might remember. It's about a washerwoman from Portugal.
Of all the great names to tour Australia this past year, none was more popular than that legendary man of jazz, Louis Armstrong. Night after night, he packed them in at stadium shows in the capital cities. And as far as we're concerned, he gave us one of the great Ford shows of 1956. Using the flashback technique once again, here at the Ford Show, here's its Louis Satchmo Armstrong.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, folks. We'd like to jump into this next number from the Three Penny Opera. Our recording just opened up in Australia. And it's Mac the Knife. Edward. Shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he keeps them pearly white. Just a jackknife as Mac Heap, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears Mac Heap, dear. So there's not a trace of red on the sidewalk. Sunday morning lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking around the corner. Is that someone? Mac the Knife, yes, on a tugboat by the river, a cement bag drooping down, and the cement's for the weight, dear, that you, Mac Heap, back in town. Yeah, Louis Miller disappeared, dear. After drawing out all his cash, yes, Mac Heap spent like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Sookie Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, sweet Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, dear. Now that Maggie's back in town.
Yes, that was a great night at the Ford Show, and Louis Armstrong has proven himself to be one of the great men of show business down the years. With the Johnny Ray Show last year, Lee Gordon also brought to Australia one of America's up-and-coming vocalists in Miss Lola Dee, for whom big things are predicted in the field of popular music. Let's use the time machine once again and reintroduce, with Bob Gibson and the Ford Show Orchestra, Lola Dee.
Much, ladies and gentlemen, you're truly wonderful. We'd like to do, if we may, a tune that is one of my most recent record releases on Mercury. We hope you're going to like this. It's called Only You.
Only you can make this world seem right. Only the darkness bright. You are my destiny. When you hold my hand, I understand the magic that you do. You're my dream come true, my one and only.
It's only once in a decade or two that clever satirists become big stars in show business. And when Stan Freberg's star burst on the Tin Pan Alley firmament, record sales rocketed to new peaks, and the whole world laughed at the clever antics of this remarkable personality. While it's not so very long since Stan Freberg appeared as our guest on The Ford Show, listeners everywhere have asked to hear him again. So it's over to Stan Freberg!
I'd like to do a little thing I had the pleasure of recording for Capitol. That's a record label. it was my biggest seller for Capitol and Kidded in America. Yes, just roll that over here, please. This is my new Ford here. I thought they were going to change the body style this year. I don't know. I did this for Capitol. It was my biggest seller. It was an American television broadcast called Dragnet, and it hasn't been down here yet, but you all seem to enjoy it, and I'd like to do it now, except that I was unable to bring the American actors with me, the whole troop of people who did the voices on the record, so I'm forced at this time to do all the voices, with the exception of Guy, who is going to do a dragon roar on a given cue. All right? And not yet. I'll let you know. Thank you. And it's called St. George and the Dragon Net.
The legend you're about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8.05 p.m., I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slaying. Did you call me chief?
Yes, a dragon again. Devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
You got a lead?
No, nothing much to go on. Say, did you take that .45 automatic into the lab, Devin, check on it?
Yeah, you were right. It was a gun.
10:22 p.m., I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured.
Pardon me, ma'am, could I talk to you for just a minute, ma'am?
How are you?
St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the ma'am. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire and smoke on me. He burned me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:25 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. Saw a man, stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir, could I talk for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
And I picked you up in a 903 last year for stealing tarts.
Yeah, so why am I gonna make a federal case out of it?
No, sir, we just heard it was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
Well, what's to describe? You see one dragon, you seen them all, you know.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts.
Well, he was purple feet, orange polka dots, breathing fire and smoke, and one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, I was just a run-of-the-mill dragon, you know.
Yes, sir, you can go.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. ...4:25 p.m. I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was the dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon! You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords!
That's about the size of it.
You slay me!
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
Taking in a 903. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pin that rap on me! Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out and his maiden-devouring license revoked. Maiden-devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50, nor more than 300 years.
Stan Freberg on his 1956 Australian tour was another great recording star, Don Cornell. Don's sunny personality and popular singing style appealed to fans all over Australia and packed out every performance. Incidentally, after his Fortune appearance, he was besieged by autograph hunters, and it was with the greatest difficulty that we extricated him in time to catch the plane to Adelaide. But now, calling on the flashback technique once more, let's welcome Don Cornell.
Thank you very kindly, and here's a song, in fact, one of our most recent choral records. We kind of hope you folks enjoy hearing it once again. Love is a many splendid thing. Jay?
Love is a many splendid thing. It's the April rose that only grows in the early spring. Love is nature's way of giving a reason to be living. The golden crown that makes a man a king. Once on a high and windy hill, in the morning mist, two lovers kissed, and the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love's a many splendid things. Once on a high and windy hill, in the morning mist, lovers kissed and the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true love's a many
you, Don Cornell. And now, a word from Ford. Ford has been building fine cars for over 50 years. Today, the finest of all fine Fords is V8 Custom Line, because it gives more, really more, for your motoring money. No other car in its class has the extra value features of V8 Custom Line. It's beautiful, too, with a beauty that goes more than skin deep. It has the inherent beauty of a fine engineering creation. A whisper-quiet overhead valve V8 engine with reserves of obedient power. A suspension system which gives greater stability and more comfort over all kinds of roads. There's so much more safety in Custom Line with full-circle visibility and instant responsiveness to all controls. Your friendly Ford dealer is the man who'll show why Custom Line gives better value motoring. He'll arrange a test drive without obligation and let this fine Ford prove itself. See Custom Line and the new style tone color combinations at your Ford dealers now. We hope you're enjoying this, our New Year Ford Show party. We've had some wonderful guests. And we'd like to take this opportunity of thanking Johnny Ray, Joe Fingers Carr, Louis Armstrong, Lola Dee, Stan Freeberg, and Don Cornell. And to the gentlemen guests among our audience, we say...
Let's go back and kiss the girls goodnight again. Let's go back and hold them nice and tight again. Why sit around and waste away? Let's gather kisses while we may. Let's go back and start where we left off before.
What the heck are we all waiting for?
So let's go back and kiss the girls goodnight, and then we'll keep going back and back and back again.
A happy new year to everyone. May all that you wish come true.
A happy new year and lots of fun. May your skies be forever blue.
May never a tear shine in your eye. May trouble and care disappear.
To the old year we say goodbye, ring in a happy new year.
And now Ford Motor Company of Australia and its nationwide dealer organization join with Bob Gibson, the Ford Show Orchestra and singers in wishing all our listeners at home and abroad a happy, healthy, prosperous and peaceful New Year.
A happy New Year to everyone. May all that you wish come true. From Johnny O'Connor and Darryl Stew, and from Bob Gibson and all the crew.
From Darcy Fitzgerald and David Lowe and the singing consulaires.
From the Ford Show, we wish you all a very happy New Year!
Tonight you heard Johnny Ray, Joe Fingers Carr, Louis Armstrong, Lola Dee, Stan Freeberg, Don Cornell with Bob Gibson and the Ford Show Orchestra, Johnny O'Connor, Darryl Stewart, and the Consulaires. The Ford Show is produced and directed by Darcy Fitzgerald. David Lowe speaking. A reminder, too, to listen for the Ford Show again at the same time next week, presented by Ford Motor Company of Australia. The Ford Show is broadcast over an Australia-wide network to our armed forces and shortwave listeners around the world through Radio Australia. So until the same time next week, it's good night from...
F-O-R-D.
And remember, wherever you go, wherever you are, watch the Fords go by.